take half. Peleus, clarion in battle, Ajax now said, "Old-timer Menelaus, I see no hope for us of getting back, all on our own, out of this fight. My fear is less for the dead body of Patroclus, glutting the dogs and birds he may be soon, than for my life and yours in mortal peril. Hector's a battle cloud, covering everything. Our death looms in that cloud. Call to our champions if they can hear you." Menelaus complied, and high and clear made himself heard by the Danaans. "Friends, captains and lords of Argives, all who drink with Agamemnon and with Menelaus, wine of the peers, and all those in command of men-at-arms, glory from Zeus attend you. I find it hard to pick out single men, the action being so hot, but let each one come forward on his own, against the shame of seeing Trojan dogs sport with Patroclus." Ajax, the runner, son of Oileus, heard distinctly and came first through battle on the run. Idomeneus came next, and his retainer, Meriones, peer of the murderous war-god. Then the rest, and who could name so many in his mind who came up afterward to rouse the action? Now the Trojans charged all in a mass, led by Hector. As at a river mouth a big sea thunders in against the stream, high banks resound and spume blows from the surf, so came the Trojans shouting. The Achaeans formed a line in singleness of heart around Patroclus, walled by brazen shields. And Zeus, the son of Cronus, poured thick mist about their shining helms, for in the past Patroclus never had offended him while he lived on as the comrade of Achilles. Now he hated to see him prey to dogs, and stirred his friends to fight for him. First, though, the Trojan impetus bent the Achaean line back from the dead man, wavering, though not one could Trojan spearmen kill, for all their passion. Now they pulled at the corpse, but not for long were the Achaeans to be parted from it. Ajax made them spring back, he whose bulk and feats of war surpassed all the Achaeans after Prince Achilles. Plunging ahead, he broke the Trojans, valorous as a boar in mountain land who scatters dogs and men with ease, wheeling upon them in a glade. Even so the son of Telamon, magnificent Ajax, whirled about and broke the clump of Trojans that had ringed Patroclus, thinking now surely to drag away the body to their own town, and win acclaim for it. Aye, the illustrious son of the Pelasgian Lethus, Hippothous, looping his sword-belt around the tendons at the ankles, drew the body backward on the field of war to win favour with Hector and the Trojans.